Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast. You can find this podcast under Shawnee's Prayer on various platforms. And you can find it on YouTube under Inspirations by God Ministry. Please subscribe, comment, like, and share. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you for another day, Father God. Thank you for another opportunity, Father God, that I can cast all of my cares upon you. Thank you for another day, Father God, that I don't have to be stressed because I can give you all of my stress. I can give you all my worry. I can give you all of my concerns. Father God, thank you for when I know that when I place it in your hands, Father God, I'm not placing it into empty hands, Father God, but I'm putting it into the hands that's all powerful. I'm putting it into the hands that's life changing. I'm putting it into the hands that can do something about what I'm going through. So, Father God, I want to say thank you for being able to step in, Father God. Lord God, even in the midst of my storm, even in the midst of my struggle, even in the midst of my trouble, even in the midst of what I'm going through, Father God, I'm still going to give you honor. I'm still going to give you glory. I'm still going to give you praise. I'm still going to trust and depend on you, Father God, because you are worthy, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, someone is going through a storm, Father God, one of the worst storms they ever been through, Father God, and they don't know how they're going to make it. They don't know how they're going to survive. Maybe their only child was killed, Father God. Maybe their only child was killed in a car accident, Father God. Maybe their only child was killed due to domestic violence, or maybe due to gun violence, Father God. Maybe their only child was killed due to someone's neglect or due to a mistake, Father God. Maybe, Father God, their child decides to commit suicide, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, someone's out there grieving, Father God. They're grieving the loss of a child, the loss of a parent, the loss of a family member, the loss of a friend, Father God. Someone is grieving their marriage, Father God. Someone is grieving who they used to be, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Someone is grieving the life they wish they could have, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, whatever the grief is, Father God. Whatever the sorrow is, Father God. Whatever the heaviness is on our hearts, Father God. Whatever the heaviness is on our minds, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will help us to upload it to you, Father God. Upload all of our worries, our cares, our concerns up to you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us not just to upload it to you, Father God, and then take it back, Father God, but help us to upload it to you, Lord God, and leave it with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, help us, Father God, to get through what we're going through, Father God. Help us to be able to get to the other side, Father God. Help us not to just get to the finish line, Father God, but help us to get across the finish line, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us not to be able to see the promised land afar off. Allow us not to just be able to go and get a touch of the promised land, but allow us to be able to go to the side of the promised land, to be able to go stand in the promised land, to be able to dwell in our promised land, Father God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just pray and ask you, Father God, that you would turn it around for our good. Whatever it is that we're going through, Father God, turn it around for our good. Maybe we don't see any good in what we're going through, Father God. Maybe we don't even see how you can turn it around for our good, Father God. But Father God, you have a way of doing things, Father God, that we cannot explain, Father God. You don't have a way, Father God, of doing just the miraculous things, Father God, the unusual things, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So I just pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you will give someone that unexpected blessing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will perform that unusual miracle in someone's life, Father God. Lord God, maybe someone has been addicted to drugs all of their life, Father God. Maybe they've been addicted so long they lost count, Father God. Maybe they was addicted even before they became a preteen, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and they just want deliverance, Father God, but they don't know how to give it up, oh God. Maybe it's deliverance from cigarettes, alcohol, marijuana. It doesn't matter if it's crack or cocaine or crystal meth, Father God. It doesn't matter if it's morphine, Father God. It doesn't matter if it's fentanyl, Father God. It doesn't matter if it's Vicodin or Oxycontin or Oxycodone, Father God. It doesn't matter if it's Dilaudid or Demerol, Father God. Whatever it is, Father God, even if it's Percocet, Father God, even if it's Vicodin, Father God, even if it's Valium, Father God, you can deliver us, Father God. You can sustain us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I come and ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will go to Kensington, PA, Father God, and that you will deliver those people, my God. I pray, Father God, that you will go on Skid Row, Father God, and deliver those people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver those who are hurting, Father God. Deliver them, Father God. Deliver those, Father God, who are living with anguish, Father God, mental anguish, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remember those that's living with emotional distress, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Remember those, Father God, just feel like I can't take it anymore. I'm holding on by a thread, Father God. Help them to turn that thread into the hem of Jesus' garment, Father God. And help them to hold on to the hem of Jesus' garment, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And the more they hold on, Father God, the more of a hem that Jesus is going to give them, oh God. There's nobody like you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you and I praise you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you.